In 1927, Bertrand Russell delivered a lecture titled, "Why I Am Not a Christian." At the time, such a declaration was still fairly bold, as was the reasoning he provided for it. Nearly three decades thereafter, he included in his collection Portraits from Memory another, shorter piece, "Why I Am Not a Communist." That description was safe to apply to oneself in 1954, at least in the mainstream of the English-speaking world. It would have been riskier for those who moved in intellectual circles, as a celebrated philosopher like Russell most certainly did. What's more, his criticism extended not just to communism, as then instantiated by certain societies in the world, but to the thought of Karl Marx himself. Russell makes two charges against Marx. One, that he was muddle-headed, and the other, that his thinking was almost entirely inspired by hatred. In his view, the author of Capital commits intellectual fraud by opportunistically accepting Thomas Malthus' dire prediction of population growth, while rejecting it at other times, as well as applying David Ricardo's theory of value, which describes it as a kind of embodied labor, to wages, but not the prices of manufactured goods. He is entirely satisfied with the result, not because it is in accordance with the facts or because it is logically coherent, but because it is calculated to rouse fury in wage earners. Marx sees their uprising against capitalists as inevitable due to his extension to world history of certain features prominent in England and France 100 years ago and belief in a cosmic force called dialectical materialism, which governs human history independently of human volitions. This dismissal of Marx's worldview as mere mythology has something in common with Russell's critique of Christianity, and not coincidentally so. "I think one of the troubles of the world has been the habit of dogmatically believing something or other," he says in the clip above. "I think we ought always to entertain our opinions with some measure of doubt. And if a philosophy is to bring happiness, it should be inspired by kindly feeling." Now, Marx is not inspired by kindly feeling. Marx pretended that he wanted the happiness of the proletariat, but he really wanted is the unhappiness of the bourgeois. And it was because of that negative element, because of that hate element, that his philosophy produced disaster. There are, perhaps, arguments to be made that communism, as practiced in, for example, the Soviet Union, took the form it did precisely because it departed from Marxist lines. Whether that was better or worse than the alternative is a matter no philosopher can settle. The clip above comes from the 1952 TV episode A Conversation with Bertrand Russell. Watch it in full here. Related content. A short animated introduction to Karl Marx. Bertrand Russell's 10 Commandments for Living in a Healthy Democracy. How to Spot a Communist by Using Literary Criticism, a 1955 manual from the U.S. military. Karl Marx and AMP, The Flaws of Capitalism, Lex Fridman talks with Professor Richard Wolff. A free course on Karl Marx's Capital, Volume 1 from Yale University. Based in Seoul, Colin Marshall writes and broadcasts on cities, language, and culture. He's the author of the newsletter books on cities, as well as the books Kohenku Enus, Koyaya Enus, Kogumdi Enus, No Summarizing Korea, and Korean Neutro. Follow him on the social network formerly known as Twitter at @ColinMarshall. You took it away.